新年好，
今天好，
你好，
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 出俊弟兄可以翻译了哈。
好，Brothers, sisters, Happy New Year！
在过去那些爱慕主的神的儿女们，他们在年岁转换的时候，他们不仅仅说新年好。
In the past, brother or sister who loved God, now we say Happy New Year.
他们说，愿主快来。
They'll say, May the Lord come soon.
在第一世纪，他们通用的普通话是希腊文。
The standard language in the first century is Greek.
那个 common language 是
a common language.
就是Koine 是希腊文。他们就用一个字 Maranatha 彼此问安彼此祝福就是愿主快来
The common language back in the first century was Greek and they used this one word Brother Board please remind me what the word is I cannot understand
Maranatha
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 Maranatha it means may the Lord come back soon
yeah弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我们聚会，大家有一个守岁的祷告，我们最后的大家彼此祝福说愿主快来 ，Maranatha 有一首诗歌唱到这种这样的感觉。
Yesterday during my own gathering at our own church, we had this prayer worship gathering. We prayed. Then at the end of the gathering, we wish each other. May the Lord come back soon, Maranatha. There's also a hymn that talks about it.
今天呢，新的一年开始，我觉得这是最好的祝福的话语 ，Maranatha.
Today is the beginning of a new year. I believe the best wish is to wish the Lord to come back soon. So, brothers and sisters, Maranatha.
今天是我们读雅歌书第七次了。
This is the seventh time we're reading the Book of Song of Songs together.
我想弟兄姊妹可能记得第一次我并没有直接的进入雅歌的本文。
Brother, sister, if you remember, the first time I did not go into the Book of Song of Songs.
我对弟兄姊妹有一个请求，也有一个说明。我们要读雅歌书，是盼望我们跟主之间越过越亲密。
Because I had an explanation to you, brothers and sisters, that I wish, while we're reading the Book of Song of Songs, I wish we have a closer relationship with the Lord.
所以我们若是要读雅歌书，进入他话语里面的实际。
We need to enter into the reality of the Lord, the Word of God.
若是我们仅仅是一个相信主、仅仅得救的人，是不太容易的。
If we just live as a person who truly believes the God, it's not simple.
就是我们是就是重生得救了，但是我们跟主之间呢，没有一个爱慕的关系啊，是不太容易的。
If we are born again and there's no love between us and the Lord, it's not easy.
所以我们读雅歌书有一个先决的要求。就是我们每天都要有个人亲近主的生活。
Brothers and sisters, therefore there is a prerequisite that we must have lived a life that we come to God and love God first.
We have a devotional life to our Lord Jesus. 我们在这样亲近主的生活里面。
We are in a devotional life with our Lord.
我们会经历主与我们亲嘴。
We will experience the Lord kisses on the mouth.
过去弟兄们解释雅歌书的时候说，那个亲嘴跟路加福音那个老父亲在浪子的颈项上亲嘴是不太一样的。
Back when Brevins has explained this kisses here in the Song of Songs is different from the father in the Gospel of Luke, where the father kisses the prodigal son on the neck.
在这里啊， 他讲到愿他用口与我亲嘴，那是一个非常个人并且非常直接非常亲近的一个关系。
This kiss here in chapter 1 it's very personal.
Very
close and very personal.
Very direct, very intimate. 若是我们没有一个每天亲近主安静的时刻，我们永远不会知道什么叫做主与我亲嘴。
If you don't have a quiet time, if you don't have a devotional life, you will never experience this kiss.
所以我相信呢，我们能够每次都来参加这个交通啊，一直走到底的弟兄姊妹，每个人都宝贵自己有一个安静亲近主每天的生活。
Brothers, sisters, for the ones who will follow, who stay with us for the entire all the gathering for the entire time, will treasure the time we will spend within the Lord during the devotion.
我们看见雅各书把我们每一个追求主的神的儿女比作一个童女。
The book of Song of Songs have set all our brothers and sisters who follow the Lord as a virgin girl.
把我们的主比作所罗门王，他是君王。
And to set our Lord as the Solomon the king, the Solomon.
在圣经上面讲到我们神的儿女是女子，是一个童女的时候。
When the Bible have described us, the one who loved the Lord as a virgin girl.
弟兄姊妹们，那都是指着我们里面主观个人和主之间的那个经历关系。
This description is very personal, very subjective, between us and our Lord.
对，雅各书不是一个道理。
So brothers and sisters, the Book of Song of Songs is just not about teaching.
雅各书是讲我们与主交通之间跟随主的那个主观的经历。
Book of Song of Songs is really about our own experience, our subjective experience following our Lord.
我们今天稍微花一点点时间回顾一下，第一章我们看见这一个童女开始被吸引。
Let's review for a little bit. Chapter 1, it talked about this virgin girl being drawn toward the Lord.
刚开头的时候我们看见她寻找主。
In the beginning, we see that this virgin girl is seeking the Lord.
她已经信了主可能有一段年日了。
This virgin girl has accepted the Lord for quite a while.
她可能也进入了一些所谓的属灵的工作和服事的里面。
Perhaps she has entered the so-called spiritual life and spiritual work.
Work, 弟兄姊妹，我想这都是我们过去曾经有过的经验。
Brothers and sisters, this we've experienced all of these.
但是到了一个地步，你发现我们心里面不能够满足了。
But to a certain step, we realize we could no longer be satisfied.
我们要寻找生命里面的真实的，就是主自己做我们的满足。
We must seek our Lord to be our own satisfaction in our own heart.
所以他在寻找的时候，他好像是一个在外面游荡、漂流在外面的人一样。
So when this virgin girl was seeking the Lord, she's more like a sojourner wandering around.
所以他说好像一个蒙着脸的人，在旧约的时代在外面走路晒太阳很大，所以他们蒙着脸是说是漂流在外的人，他没有家的感觉。
Therefore, it described this virgin girl as the person who has her face covered, wandering around in the street like a sojourner, like there's no home for her.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们起步跟随主的时候我们的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is our at the beginning of our spiritual life, how we are.
即便我们那个时候还很幼嫩呢，但是主却不轻看我们。
Sure, of course, we were very young. We're very immature at that point. But our Lord does not underestimate us.
所以主把这个追求他的童女啊, 比作法老车上套的骏马。
Our Lord has called this virgin girl who seeks her the beautiful mare that's on top, that's leading the Pharaoh's coach.
那圣经上面讲到马，又讲到法老的骏马， 那告诉我们说, 这是从世界里面得着训练的一个人。
When the Bible describes a person as the mayor and the mayor of the Pharaoh, it's really talking about the training is coming from the world.
今天很多起步跟随主的人呢, 在世界上确实也受过一些好的训练，好的调教， 也有好的心智。
For some of our brothers and sisters who are at the beginning of their spiritual life, of course they have received a lot of good worldly training.
但是那都不是出于主的。
But that's not out of our Lord.
但是主也不轻看我们。
But our Lord does not underestimate, look down on us.
主说呢, 我要为你啊, 边上金辫, 先镶上银钉。
Our Lord said, we will make the beat rows of gold with studs of silver.
要把我们天然的美丽啊, 变成一个神工作,圣灵工作而产生出来的美丽。
Our Lord will make our natural beauty to become this beauty that's coming out of the Lord's work.
这个女子首先要找到她的主做她的牧人。
So this virgin girl must find her Lord as her shepherd first.
那么在这样的寻求中, 她开始啊, 爱慕主, 做她一代末药。
During this journey of seeking the Lord, the virgin girl wants her Lord to become her myrrh, this pouch of myrrh.
我们曾经讲到这个末药呢, 乃是她认识主耶稣死, 所带来的祝福和美丽。
This myrrh, this pouch of myrrh really represents how the virgin girl recognized the death of our Lord and how she receives blessing from the recognition.
第一段的追求哈,
the first legs of her seeking journey.
主带她进到筵宴所。
We see that the Lord has led her into the banquet hall.
主总是要满足我们。
Our Lord will make us satisfied.
这个筵宴所可以是上次我讲到是一个酒屋啊。
This banquet house is like a wine house.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面，酒说到圣灵的工作。
Wine in the Bible is often being described as the Holy Spirit.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你对圣灵认识或者经历有多少。
Brothers and sisters, how much do you know about the Holy Spirit?
圣灵在我们里面呢, 浇灌的时候, 叫我们好像被新酒灌满。
When the Holy Spirit has filled us in, we are more like filled with new wine.
但是圣灵来并不是叫我们呢, 陶醉而已。
The Holy Spirit does not want us to just enjoy ourselves.
乃是带我们进入与主耶稣之间的爱的交通里面。
But the Holy Spirit will let us into this great fellowship with our Lord.
那么带入这个交通之后呢, 我们就安息在主自己的身上。
This fellowship will make us to be satisfied, to make peace with our Lord himself.
这好像是一个开始追求主的人第一个阶段的学习和经历。
This is like the first stages of the learnings of someone who really seeks the Lord.
然后主等待我们有一天我们自己情愿听见他的呼召，我们愿意起来与他同去同行。
The Lord will wait for us to get up voluntarily to go with him.
我们主来寻找我们是穿山越岭而来。
Our Lord when comes to find us is to just go over the mountains. In verse 8, it says, leaping upon the mountain, skipping the hill.
我们起来与主同去呢，我们也要走这条路。
So if we want to follow our Lord, we must follow the same path.
弟兄姊妹，所以在这一段的经历里面，这个童女起来了，她愿意与主同去的时候。
When the virgin girl wants to get up with her Lord and to go with her Lord,
主称她，把她比作一个鸽子。
The Lord has called her a dove.
上次讲到这个鸽子呢，它藏在磐石的穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处。
The dove is in the cleft of the rock, in the covers of the precipice.
弟兄姊妹，这都指着在生活中，在侍奉中。 我们有了十字架的学习，我们会依靠基督的十字架。Brothers,
sisters, this represents that we will learn from the lessons of the cross, and we will rely, lean on the cross.
我们知道摩西在他的侍奉中经过一次非常大的考验。When
Moses was serving the Lord, he went through a huge trial.
就是第一次他上西乃山40昼夜。
The first time he went to the Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights.
当他下来的时候，是神催他快快的下去。
When he was going downhill, the Lord told him to go fast.
因为神告诉他说，你快快下去，你所带出来的这个以色列民呢，已经败坏了。
The Lord told Moses, you need to go back. The group of the people that you have let out of Egypt, the Israelites, have just started sinning really badly. They worship this golden calf.
那么摩西到了山下，看见他们果然这样的，摩西非常的难过和生气，他就把两块石板摔在地上摔碎。
Moses, when Moses saw them worshiping this golden calf, he was not only sad but also angry. So he broke the two tablets that was given to him.
我想他那个伤痛和怒气是反映神的心情。This
anger and sadness really represent how God felt.
但是呢，神却给他一个非常特别的考验，说你让到一边去，容我出来把这些啊。 拜金牛犊的、悖逆的以色列儿女，通通杀了。然后我从你和你的后代中兴起我的子民来。But
God has told Moses to step away and to get God Himself will personally get rid of the people who worship the golden calf. We'll have the Israelites coming out of the descendants of Moses.
摩西就在神面前恳求，他说：“求你不要。” 做这件事情，求你怜悯你自己所爱、所带亲手带出来的以色列人。若是不然呢，求你把我的名字从你的册上涂抹掉。Moses
begged God and told him, please do not do that. Please do not get rid of all people. If you really want to do it, you just get rid of my name from the book of life.
我们看见那一个祷告，对摩西来讲真是不容易。
We see that this prayer to Moses is very difficult.
他通过了一个神给他的考验，他不会因为神要给他祝福，他就自私而轻看神的儿女。Moses
did not become selfish after God promises him he will be blessed by God.
今天我们有时候在侍奉中啊，during
our own services,
我们觉得我们什么都对，我们都有理。
We think we're always right. We always have reason for it.
是弟兄姊妹无理，他们不认识神的心意，他们闹脾气发肉体。It's
other people's fault, and it's their flesh just acting up. They don't know the Lord.
那么主还没有说要审判他们呢，我们就跟主说：“主，你审判他们，把我建立起来。”The
Lord has not even judged them. We told the Lord, "Lord, please just have your judgment on them."
弟兄姊妹。 这就是告诉我们说， 十字架在我们身上，我们还认识不多。
Brothers and sisters, if you have this feeling sometimes, that means you don't really know, you don't have the feelings of the cross.
那一次的事情对摩西是一个危机啊。
That was a crisis, the moment to Moses was a crisis.
很可能神在他身上能够使用他的度量已经到头了。如果他答应神的那个审判。
If he had let God to do his judgment to get rid of all the Israelites who worship the golden calf, maybe that's the end point how God may use Moses.
我们看见所有在山上四十昼夜的交通都落空了。
The 40 days and 40 nights of fellowship with the Lord will become in vain.
神的目的都要落空了。
The purpose of our Lord will just become in vain.
摩西通过了那个考验。
Moses has passed this trial.
之后他心中有一个深处的渴慕，他说，神啊，求你将你的荣耀显给我看。
After this trial, Moses has this really deep desire. And he said, Lord, please show me your glory.
神告诉他说，没有人能看见我的面，看见我的荣耀。
The Lord said, no one can bear my presence. Nobody can bear my glory.
Be my face.
My
但是,
face.
但是摩西因为你爱慕，我就从你面前经过，你可以看我的背，等我过了以后，你可以看我的背。
But Moses, because it's you can see my back when I walk by.
我们都知道那个故事，神就把他放在一个磐石的穴中。
We know the story that the Lord has put him in the cleft of a rock.
弟兄姊妹，这个童女，她享受了在圣灵中基督的爱。她再起来跟随主的时候，主就带她学这个功课。
This virgin girl, brothers and sisters, have learned the love of the Lord. So when she voluntarily decided to get up and follow the Lord has led him into this
姊妹，当我们明白这个，我们再看见弟兄姊妹哈，我们心里面就真觉得主啊，你真是爱我们，把我们摆在一起，你磨我，我磨你，我们一同学十架功课。
If you understand this lesson, brothers and sisters, when you see each other, you will say, "Oh Lord, you really love us. You put us together. We grind iron sharpens iron. We all learn the lessons of the cross."
因为主要得着的不是个人的圣徒，而是新耶路撒冷，是全体的。
So when really what the Lord does not want to have an individual person to gain, but to have the whole church to gain, to become the whole Jerusalem.
唯有当我们有这些学习和经历的时候，你就看见我们的神情，我们的形象都开始改变。
So brothers and sisters, if you start to learn about those lessons, your outward presence will start to change. Your
主说，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音。
So the Lord has said in chapter 2, verses 14, that let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们在这些点上面，我们能够有实际的经历。
Brothers and sisters, let's hope all of us will experience this in our own life.
然后呢，好像是主和这个童女，或者是所有追求主的童女们，他们说要给我们擒拿小狐狸。
The Lord has told all the virgin girls who seek after him to take us the little fox.
经过这些的操练呢，他又进入了一个夜间的安息。
After this spiritual exercise, the virgin girl has entered into a rest at nighttime.
这一次在夜间跟前面的安睡在主的怀中啊，不太一样。
This rest this time is different from the last time when she rested in the bosoms of the Lord.
这个童女啊，她卧在床上的时候，他的心在主的身上。
While she was laying in bed, her heart was with the Lord.
他说我要寻找我心所爱的。
She said in chapter 3 verses 1, I sought him whom my soul loves.
我们看他起来寻找，告诉我们说，他愿意和弟兄姊妹过一个合神心意正常的教会生活。
When she got up to look for the Lord, that really represents she is willing to live a normal Christian life with all our brothers and sisters.
Normal church life.
A church life.
不仅仅是我们个人是正常，我们要盼望呢，和弟兄姊妹在一起聚会，我们怎么安排聚会，怎么敬拜，都是合神心意的，不是照着传统，不是照着习惯。 不是照着个人的喜好。
So it really meant that for all our services in the church, even for the worship, for how we gather, how we sing, how we praise, is all to please our Lord. It's not just based on tradition or our own preference.
所以他能够在聚会里面，在跟城中看守的人询问主在哪里。
Therefore, when she's seeking, she was looking for, she had to ask a watchman, where the Lord is at.
别人还没有回答的时候啊，他一回头就看见主。Before
the person could even answer, she turned around and saw the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，在教会正常的生活里面，很多时候聚会，有人呢进来的时候，主知道他的心愿。聚完会，他被主遇见。For
a normal church life, a brother or sister enter the church to worship. The Lord know his or her well. After the service is over, she or he has met the Lord.
那是非常宝贵也奇妙的经历。
It is marvelous and very precious moment.
我们看见这一段的经历，又带他进入了一个夜间，就是第三章的第五节到第五节。
In Chapter 3, verses 5, the Lord has led her into another night.
我还是等候，所以属灵生命的成长，它是有一个属灵的律的，它是自然的。There
is a, for our own spiritual life to grow, there is an order to follow. It's natural.
It has a law of life, 生命的律。 它是照着这个律的，不需要我们用人工的方法去鼓励或者是煽动。For
this, apologies, brother, sister, I couldn't translate it correctly. Brother Bo was saying that there is a natural law of life that does not have to be, when you follow it, it does not have to be used by other man-made methods to motivate.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多服侍教会弟兄姊妹都用人的方法。Brothers
and sisters, a lot of churches today use this man-made method.
比如说追求灵恩的弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候在这方面很多的经验。Like
brothers and sisters who truly believes the Pentecostal life, a lot of experience.
Spiritual gift，像我年轻的有一个带领我的弟兄啊，他常常跟我讲，他弟兄啊，你一坐下去聚会，你就要赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。然后呢，你看见旁边有什么人需要啊，你就站起来去为他按手。你看看，很多用这种方法叫鼓舞人服侍，鼓舞人火热。
When I was young, there was a brother that was leading me, and he told me that, brother boy, when you sit down, you should praise hallelujah, hallelujah, and just look around, see who is in need. When you see somebody's in need, lay your hand on the person, and just to pray for that person. This is a man-made method.
这些都是好的。This
is good.
但是不一定是圣灵印证的。But
this cannot be testified by the Holy Spirit.
但是这样用起来，把整个聚会就弄得很活了。
Sure, the whole gathering, the whole service is alive.
而且聚会里面呢，可以照着我喜欢的气氛，我来营造那个气氛。
Then the whole experience, the whole worship experience is all based on my own personal experience that I prefer.
So we can fabricate the atmosphere which I like.
Sorry.
你知道，今天很多人用这个，用音乐，用喊叫，用各种的煽动魂活动的这个方法。
They use music, they use shouting, they use the message from the soul to do it.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你真的进入雅歌书，你就知道神从来不用这种方法。
Brothers, sisters, if you really have entered into the Song of Songs, you will not use these methods.
我不是说啊，当圣灵工作的时候，人没有这些表现，但是光有这个表现，不一定是圣灵印证的。
I'm not saying that the person who really coming out of the Spirit would not have this outward presence, but the one who only seeks the outward presence must not have this Spirit.
所以当弟兄姊妹在跟随主、亲近主有一段安静的时刻的时候，我们要尊重。
So brother, sister, you must respect time, that the devotion time, the quiet time you have with the Lord.
不要用人的方法。
Do not use man-made methods.
我记得我年轻的时候，我们对这个不懂啊。
When I was young, we couldn't really understand this.
有时候弟兄姊妹在一起等候主，或者我们拨饼的时候，有一段时刻呢，没有人开口祷告，马上就有人提诗歌。
During our worship, during our Lord's table, maybe we were just sitting there silently waiting for the Lord to come.There's a moment that nobody say anything. That all of a sudden, a person want to sing a hymn.
因此不是要等主再来，因着主的同在那么的神圣，没有人说话，没有人祷告，大家都伏在那里敬拜。但是那个肉体出来，哦，我们就要赶快唱诗歌，要不然他就开口祷告。
It's not, sorry about the translation, it's really not but the second coming of the Lord, but because how holy the glory of the Lord, we're all waiting here silently, we're just praising the Lord silently, but the person, the flesh comes out again and want to sing or they just want to praise.
因为人看外面的场面，看不见圣灵的工作。
Because when a person only can see the outside, I cannot see the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个真正进入与主交通的人呢，有一种的安静叫做 holy quietness, 叫做神圣的安静。
If you have really entered into the true fellowship with our Lord, you will have this holy quietness.
那也是圣灵的工作。
It is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不懂，所以我在服事中啊，有的弟兄姊妹刚刚蒙主复兴啊，在拨饼聚会就听他一个人，只要人家一停下来，他就开口了。
We've seen that in churches before, where a brother or sister who just really loved the Lord, just to set the Lord, we just hear him or her just praise the entire time. If you see any quietness or hear any quietness, the person will sing and pray.
或者他是诗琴呢，只要没有人唱诗啊，他就开始弹他的 music 了。
Or for sisters who serves playing the piano, if you didn't hear anything but anybody say anything, they just start playing piano.
因为我们不认识主，不认识圣灵。
Brothers, sisters, that's the sign of we don't know the Lord, we don't know the Holy Spirit.
我们以为我们可以邀圣灵过来，那个是啊，外邦人敬拜鬼神的方法。
We think we can lure our Holy Spirit to come to us.Brothers, sisters, that's the Gentiles who worship other demons. That's their method.
弟兄姊妹们，但是今天在神儿女们中间非常普遍，而大家不觉得。
But this practice is so common among other churches. We don't realize it's wrong.
弟兄姊妹，我们要真的进入雅歌书，就发现神怎么吸，主怎么吸引我们，主怎么栽培我们。他常常让我们安静。
Brothers, sisters, if you just put yourself in the book of Song of Songs, you will see that how God has developed us, trained us. He really wants us to be in peace, in quietness.
不要惊动。
Do not be awake. Do not.
不要叫醒。
do not call him.
啊，等他自己请愿。
Do not stir up. Let him wake up by himself.
让他自己请愿，这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
上次我们讲到第六节。
We stopped at verse 6 last time.
这第六节有人讲，这好像也不是主在问，也不是别人，好像第三者，他忽然看见这个追求主的童女啊，是从旷野上来。
This verse 6, some people say, well, this is maybe not said by the word of the Lord. Maybe this is a third person who's saying that, oh, this girl who, this virgin who loves the Lord comes from the wilderness.
上次我们讲到这旷野的经历啊，每个基督徒在旷野中能够单独的遇见主。
We have talked about the experience of the wilderness. When you are in the wilderness, you experience the Lord alone.
他说形状如同烟柱上腾。
The shape is like a pillar of smoke.
啊，这个他有了一个上升的灵，上升的生命。
Has this life that's rising, the spirit that's rising.
这个烟呢，好像也是圣灵的工作。
The smoke is also like the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见呢，在旧约时代，像这个基甸还有参孙的父亲他们献祭的时候啊，神的使者就在那个献祭的火焰烟中就上去了。
In the Old Testament, just like Gideon or Samson, the father of Gideon and Samson, when they were sent burnt offering, the Lord's servant has just gone up with the smoke.
弟兄姊妹们，今天一个学过十架功课。认识圣灵怎么把十架坐在我们生命中的人。
Brothers and sisters, if you are the person who have learned the lesson of the Holy Cross and have put the Holy Cross in the center of your life,
我们一脱离自己魂的喜爱，我们的己生命。
The moment that we left our own self-life,
我们灵里面的生命就自然的离地上升了。
Our spiritual life will leave this earth and ascend into heaven.
不仅如此，
not only that.
他说呢，还有以末药和乳香，并商人各样香粉熏的。
Not only just like the pillar of smoke, but also perfumed with myrrh and frankincense.
我们一脱离己生命，一脱离魂的自己的坚持和喜好。
The moment we leave our soul, we leave our old self-life.
我们就被馨香的膏油所膏。
We are anointed by this very fragrant ointment. There are a few ingredients in the ointment. One is myrrh.
另外一个是乳香。
The other is frankincense.
我想这个我们都讲过，莫要说到基督死的香味。
Myrrh is represents the death of the fragrance of the death of our Lord.
那个乳香说到基督复活的香气。
Frankincense represents the resurrection of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一个肯跟随主，在膏油的底下学十架功课的人。
Brothers and sisters, if for a person who is willing to follow the Lord to learn the lessons of the cross under the ointment,
经过一段年日呢，这个人的气味改变。
After a few years, the scent of that person changed.
以前是一个很有才华的气味，哎，现在呢，是基督的香气出来。
Before that, this person is filled with the talent of the own person. But now is the scent of our own Lord.
以前是一个这个读书人的气味，哎，现在是神儿女的气味了。
Perhaps before is the scent of a scholar, worldly scholar, but now is the scent of the son and daughters of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹， 这是很自然的一个改变。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very natural change.
不仅有死的气味香气, 有复活的香气。
Not only we have this beautiful fragrance of death, but also have the beautiful fragrance of resurrection.
并且呢, 它有商人各样香粉熏的那个香气。
But also it comes with all powders of the merchant.
这里这个商人呢, 是那商人。
It's the merchant.
是我们知道主耶稣在马太福音第十三章里面讲了七个天国的比喻。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, our Lord Jesus described seven representations of heaven's light.
在第五、第六个那个比喻里面,
In the fifth or sixth example,
他说天国 好像一个珠宝藏在一块地里面。
Our Lord Jesus said, Heaven is like a treasure that's hiding in the ground.
有一个人发现了那个宝贝, 他就去变卖一切的,买了那块地,要得着那个宝贝。
For a person who has found this treasure, the person will sell everything he owns and just to buy this land.
在第六个比方他说呢, 天国好像一个商人。
The sixth example is like that heaven is like a merchant.
他要去寻找那重价的珠宝。
The merchant is seeking the most precious treasure.
有读圣经告诉我们说, 那个商人就是我们的主自己。
That merchant, brothers and sisters, is our Lord Jesus himself.
那个重价的珠宝就是爱神的儿女。 在十字架的经历里面产生出来天国的性质。
This very precious jewel that it really represents our own brothers and sisters who have experienced the lessons of the cross, and as a result, we change, we bear this beautiful fruit.
所以在雅各书里面讲到商人所卖的各样的香粉。
So in the Song of Songs, they talk about the merchant sells all sorts of powder.
这说出 这个跟随主追求主的童女, 她肯付代价去得着基督的美德。
So this really represents that this virgin girl who is willing to pay a price to receive the beauties of our Lord.
我要讲一点实际的例子。
Let me give you some example from real life.
我不要说很大的代价了哈。
Let's not say paid a huge price.
我们大部分弟兄姊妹都是进入婚姻在家庭里面夫妻相处的生活。
The majority of our brothers and sisters have entered into the marriage and have a domestic life.
我年轻的时候听一个年长弟兄告诉我,他说,没有夫妻啊,爱到一个地步,一辈子从来不吵架,不闹意见的。
I've heard from my elderly brother before that no couples will not fight. I love each other so much and they just don't fight.
当然以前呢,传统的妇女是在家里面,她就压制自己,不表达自己意见,所以她们从来没有跟先生闹过意见。Back
in the old days, women tend to suppress their own feelings. That's why they don't object to their husband.
但是今天呢,我们知道,男女平等。But
we know today, men and women are equal.
有时候姊妹呢,比先生还聪明。 学位还高,赚的钱还多。
Sometimes our wives are smarter, makes more money, has a higher degree than us.
那么如果夫妻之间有不同意见的时候,怎么办?
If they are in disagreement, what to do?
他说一句话,我就要顶回去一句。
He or she says something, I must fight back, argue back.
然后还再加一句。
I'll add something more.
那么他又多说一句。
The person will bicker again, then the whole day is over.
两个人这一天呢,就是彼此相对了。The
whole day, you're going back and forth at each other.
但是其中有一个,他进入了与主的交通。But
one has entered into the fellowship with our Lord.
他曾经在主面前祷告过,我有这个难处。The
person prayed and said, I have this difficulty, Lord.
主求你帮助我,管住我的。 个性,
I pray, Lord, just you help me control my own old self and control my anger.
管住我的脾气, my temper.
Control my temper, Lord.
如果他说了,我从心里面说,你说的是对的,我就不说话了。
If you're right, I will not speak.
一次,两次,一天,两天。
Day after day, times after time.
他付代价。
This person paid a price.
但是得着什么呢?夫妻关系越来越美好。
What does this person receive? The domestic life getting a lot better. The relationship with...
为什么呢?
How? Why?
因为呢,你的配偶发现他身上不一样了,味道不同了。
Because your spouse realized that your scent is different.
弟兄姊妹们,这就是这个女子现在呢,别人看见了,她出来像烟柱一样往上腾。
So brother says, that like the virgin girl when she steps out, she looks like a pillar of smoke ascending.
上腾的时候,别人闻到的是基督的香味。
While she was ascending, people just smelled the scent of the Lord, of Lord Jesus Christ.
原来她像商人,她肯付代价从商人那里买到香粉。
That's because she is willing to pay a price to purchase the powder from the merchant.
我们看见好像呢这样子，那底下就要讲到这个女子是什么样子，底下他完全没有讲这个女子。
Didn't really talk a whole lot about this, what this girl looks like.
第七节呢，他反而看见所罗门的睡觉的那个卧榻，还有白天乘的那一顶轿子。
In verse 7, it just talked about what the couch looks like, what Solomon's couch looks like.
弟兄姊妹，在这里啊，我要讲，我不是解经的，这是我个人学习的一个领会。
Brothers and sisters, I am not giving you the Bible commentary. This is my own learning from this.
我知道有一些弟兄们呢，他们是非常严谨的，要把它解的啊，非常的中规中矩啊。
Brothers and sisters, some of us would like to do a good job and to be very precise with the word of the Lord.
我在这里讲到，在我的领会第七节到第十一节，讲到这个童女她的功用。
功用。
Yeah, her function.
In
the word of God.
From verse 7 to 11 is,how to describe the function of the virgin in the Lord.
他说看啊,这个烟柱啊,就是所罗门的轿。
So this book, in chapter 7, it says, just behold his couch. This pillar of smoke is like his couch.
如果那个上升的烟柱啊,就是那个追求主的童女生命的描写。
The pillar of smoke that's ascending is the description of the life of the virgin.
那么这个轿就是他生命功用的一个描写。
Then the couch is the function of is the function of her life.
这个哈，所罗门在第七节讲的轿啊，在第九节讲的轿啊。一直到第十一节是不同的字的。
We can see that clearly in the Darby translation. In verse 7, it's clearly a couch. But in verse 9, it's a palanquin, which is a little lift, like a sedan. You go somewhere
with. Yeah, 谢谢你啊。我们弟兄用英文讲得很清楚。在 Darby 弟兄翻译，在他们懂希伯来文的告诉我们说，第七节那一个轿其实是卧榻，啊，是一个床垫。
Verse 7, this couch you can think as a mattress, a bed.
他说这是所罗门自己的卧榻，是他专用的。
This is Solomon's personal couch.
而在他晚上休息专用的这卧榻周围呢，有六十个勇士。
Around this couch that Solomon rests at night, 60 mighty men.
都是以色列中间的勇士。
They're the mighty of Israel.
他们手里持刀，善于征战，腰间佩刀，防备夜间有惊慌。
They all hold the sword, experts in war. Each has his sword upon his thigh because of alarm in the night.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多爱主的人呢，追求要有恩赐。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of us who love the Lord are seeking the spiritual gift. Because we think if we have a spiritual gift, we can make ourselves useful in the Lord's eyes.
所以我们就用人工的方法去学，比如说学说方言，学说预言，学去按手为人祷告。
Therefore, when we set our heart on the so-called spiritual gift, we'll start to learn man-made methods. Like we learn how to speak in tongues, how to predict in the future, how to lay hands on people and try to heal them.
那个 predict future 可以这样讲，那就是 prophesy.
Prophesy, sorry.
今天你到灵恩聚会去，这个是非常普遍的。我看见很多弟兄姊妹也走进那条路。就一去不回头了，在生命上不长了，不改变。
In a charismatic church, you see a lot of brothers and sisters who just prophesizing about things. When they enter into this path, they will not look back, and you know, their spiritual life will stop growing.
弟兄姊妹们，但是在这里看见，当一个人真的跟随主了，他的功用显出来，何等的叫主的心满足。
Brothers and sisters, you can see from this verse that if you really follow the Lord, when your true spiritual gift shows up, how satisfied it does make our Lord. This virgin girl became the personal couch of King Solomon.
换句话说，主在这一个追求他的童女身上得着了安息和满足。
In other words,The Lord has found peace. And in her.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个基督徒非常大的属灵功用。
Brothers and sisters, this is a huge function of ourselves as a Christian.
我们在一起聚会，如果有几位弟兄姊妹有这个功用，那个聚会里面就充满了主的同在，充满了圣灵的工作。
If a church has a few brothers and sisters who have this function as the couch of Solomon, our Lord, the whole church will have the presence of the Lord.
一面他们能够让主得着安息，得着满足。
At one aspect, the Lord can receive peace and satisfaction in this.
但是另外一面，他们又像保护所罗门的卫士一样。
On the other hand,They become this mighty warrior that protects the King Solomon.
We know our Lord does not need our protection.
We know our Lord does not need our protection.
但是我们要把主的同在带到神儿女们中间，我们需要尽我们的功用。
But we know if we want to bring the presence of our Lord into our gathering, we need to do our job.
所以他说有60个以色列的勇士，他们。在这个卧榻的周围。
So in verse 7, it says 60, which 60 mighty men who are around King Solomon.
他们在黑夜中的守卫，为着神的家，为着主的见证，为着主在他儿女中的安息。
They're protecting, for the testimonies of our Lord, the homes of our God, and our own peace of our brothers and sisters in the church.
他们做警醒的人。
They become the person who's fully aware and alarmed.
They are watchful.
They're watchful.
他们是警醒。所以你看，在教会侍奉里面呢，谁最先到聚会的地方呢？
Brothers and sisters, who's the first person to come to the church?
我到 DC 去和弟兄姊妹在一起聚会，我发现。好多弟兄姊妹都很早就到，因为我们要排椅子啊，大家都很警醒。
Brothers and sisters, when I came to visit you guys in DC, I see a lot of brothers and sisters come early because we have to set up chairs. We are all watchful.
有这样心的人聚会，你就看见他们里面的把主的同在，把爱慕带进聚会里面来。
When you have these people in our church, you see that they will bring the presence of the Lord into the church.
弟兄姊妹们，还有呢，很多弟兄姊妹把事情办完了，坐下来就安静，就在那里祷告。特别服侍的弟兄姊妹就开口祷告。
We see that after we have done our job to set up chairs and whatnot, some of the brothers and sisters will start praying or sit down to just to be quiet.
为什么呢？要叫在聚会中主能够在他儿女中间得着安息。
Why are they doing that? Because they want their Lord, our Lord, to have a peace and quiet during our gathering.
弟兄姊妹，这样的生活是一个美丽的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful life.
当我们有了自己的会所，什么都摆得好好的，弟兄姊妹都迟到半个钟头。
When you have your
own
place, when you have your own place to gather, your chairs are beautiful, pews are beautiful, everybody's late for 30 minutes.
大家都等着别人来服侍了。
Everyone is waiting for other people to serve.
所以我们有时候负责弟兄心里很难过啊。他说，弟兄姊妹，波饼聚会不要阿门的时候你才来啊。
Some of our co-laborers are quite sad and said, brothers, just don't just come until the end of our Lord's table. Just come early.
如果今天是总统请你吃饭，你不会等到呢他们收碗收盘子的时候你才来吧，对不对？
If the president is inviting you for dinner, you won't come. You won't be late at all.
不要说总统了，就你的朋友、你的老板请你吃饭，你都不敢迟到的。但是今天呢，主摆设筵席，我们无所谓。那不是勇士。
Let's not talk about just president. You won't even be late for work or your boss asking you for lunch. But today our Lord has set up this beautiful banquet. You're late. That's not the acts of the warrior.
弟兄姊妹，他们不仅是警醒守卫的勇士。
Not only they're the watchful warriors.
而且他们手中都拿刀。
They all have swords in their hands.
我们知道神的儿女们，我们不要像彼得一样拿刀削别人的耳朵。
Brothers, sisters, don't be like Peter who cut off people's ears.
我们要有圣灵的宝剑。
We must have the Holy Spirit, the sword is made out of the Holy Spirit.
就是神的话语。
That's the word of the Lord.
是什么意思呢？是圣灵握住这个神的话语，所以我们要被圣灵约束的。
We're holding on to the Holy Spirit, the word of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is holding on to the word of the Lord. We must be restrained by the word of the Holy Spirit.
他们呢，在征战上面，他们都是专家，他说说善于征战。
In verse 8, it says they're experts in war.
弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奉中，其实就是学习属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, when we are serving, we are learning the lessons of the spirit, the spiritual war.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候不要轻看一个小小的事情，或者弟兄姊妹身上的一个问题。
Do not underestimate a small matter or this tiny problem with a brother or sister.
这需要我们紧紧地跟随圣灵。
It really requires us to follow the Holy Spirit watchfully.
我讲一个我过去一个小小的经验。
Let me just make a very quick testimony.
我到一个地方服侍。
I was serving at one place.
聚会完了以后呢，接待我的弟兄告诉我，明天早上啊，我们聚会有一个姊妹要来我们家跟你和你的姊妹交通。
The brother was hosting me and said, there will be a sister that will be coming to my house tomorrow and to have a fellowship with you and your wife.
那么他也稍微介绍那个姊妹可能有的问题。
He has described a little bit of the problem of this sister may have.
我听了以后心里恐惧战惊，我说我怎么可能去碰这个事情呢？
I heard this problem and I was terrified. I said, how can I do this?
第二天早上姊妹来了，这个姊妹是一个很爱主，而且跑过很多教会，非常有恩赐，而且非常热心的一个人。
This sister, I came the second time, the second day. The sister is very spiritual, very talented, has come to different churches before.
她有好多很多的见识，很多的名词，很多的经验。
She has not a lot. She has lots of knowledge, lots of experience with other things.
但是她没有在一个聚会住过，和弟兄姊妹学过十架生命的功课。
But she never was in a church, learned the lessons of the cross with the other brothers and sisters.
她非常重视自己的恩赐能不能发表。她
She only cared about her own spiritual gift. Be used in the church or not.
所以第二天他来，他一坐下来就先讲了一些，他讲到问题中心，他说我要离开这个聚会了。
She was very direct, and she said, "I would like to leave my church right now."
我也不敢问他什么，他自己讲，他说因为另外有一个地方有好多弟兄姊妹很需要啊，我刚好能够去服侍他们。
She said, "Well, there's other place that really needs me. Therefore, I can really come to serve them."
我那天坐在他对面呢，我就抱着头啊，我心里面祷告，我说主啊，怎么办呢？我能说什么呢？
I was sitting across from her. I was just kept holding my head and praying. I said, "Lord, what can I do here?"
他这个 move 大概是几年中间的第几次了？他不知道跑了多少个团体。
This must be the hundreds of moves in the several past couple of years.
那一天他讲差不多讲完了，主给我一点感觉。
After she finished her story, the Lord has given me some.
我就问他说：“我说姊妹，你讲了很多理由，请问你有没有跟你的弟兄、你的丈夫一起祷告，得着他的印证？”
I asked the sister, I heard your side, but have you spoke with your husband about the movement? Did you guys sit down and pray about this together? Did you get his approval?
这个姊妹就不说话了。
The sister was silent.
她说她没有。
She said she did not.
后来我们结束了，我回来，那边弟兄姊妹告诉她没有，她没有离开聚会。
So when I came back, the brothers who hosted me said, she did not leave the church.
弟兄姊妹们，今天如果我们不认识什么是教会，我们只认识自己的恩赐，我要有用，我们永远不会长大，也不会真正成为有用的人。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't know what, if you just focus on your own personal spiritual gift, and you don't really care about the church, you will never grow up, you will never become mature, you will never become truly useful to the Lord.
因为属灵的征战，仇敌的焦点是对付基督所赎回来的教会，就是对付基督，就是对付神。
Because of spiritual war, the focal point of the devil's attack is to attack the brothers and sisters who the Lord has paid a heavy price to, which is directly to fight the Lord.
如果我们不认识教会，我们就根本不认识什么叫做属灵的征战。
If you don't know what church is, you will never understand what the spiritual war means.
我们顶多就是赶赶鬼、医医病而已。
The most we'll do is to drive out of the devil and heal somebody.
但是真正神要得着的基督的心腹、神的家、基督的身体，没有。
We will never understand what really meant the wife of the church, the wife of the Lord, the house of God. What the meaning of that?
这一个童女追求主，人回答的时候说，她不仅她一个人，而且有那么多的同伴和她一起为着主得着安息而学会征战。
This virgin girl who said she is willing to pay a price not only for herself but for everyone who's in her church, just to have the peace and quiet.
所以他们每一个人，他们腰间都配刀。
Every single one of them will have a sword near the thigh.
防备夜间有惊慌。
Because of alarms in the night.
弟兄姊妹，今天在世界上的教会，在世界中的教会，这个世界是属灵的黑夜。
Brothers and sisters, churches in this world, this world is the night of our spiritual life.
今天所有追求主的人，你越多学十架功课，越多摆在弟兄姊妹中间，我们才知道在夜间守望何等的重要。
The more you have learned the life of the cross, the more you have learned the spiritual war, the more important you will realize how important to be watchful in the night.
所以我们在一起配搭服侍的弟兄姊妹啊，要常常在一起为这个事祷告。
So therefore, co-laborers and brothers and sisters who serve in the church, we must pray for this matter together.
那么第九节开始。
Beginning verse 9.
他说所罗门王用利巴嫩木为自己制造一层华轿。
King Solomon made himself a palanquin of the wood of Lebanon.
而这个华轿是什么轿子呢？不是他平时白天出去坐的那个轿子。
This palanquin is different. It's not as different from his daily palanquin.
我们读第十一节可以看见呢，他说所罗门王头戴冠冕，就是在他婚筵的日子中，心中喜乐的时候，他母亲给他戴上。
In verse 11, it talks about King Solomon with the crown, where his mother crowned him in the day of his espousal, which is just wedding, I think, and in the day of the gladness of his heart.
那个字念 espousal.
Espousal.
Yeah, spouse, espousal. 我们看见，就是他要娶亲的时候
，is during his wedding ceremony.
这说到基督要得着教会做他的心腹。
This represents the church. Our Lord Jesus Christ will receive his church as his bride.
弟兄姊妹，每一个学十架功课的人，我们在生命中被基督得着，被基督充满。
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us who want to learn the lessons of the cross will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们会越过越爱慕主耶稣的回来。
The more we live, the more we learn, the more we desire the second coming of our Lord.
不仅仅是为了结束地上的苦难和败坏。
Not only is to end our suffrage on this earth.
我们真是像心腹爱慕新郎。
It's really because we are like brides who love our groom.
那么这个迎亲的轿子，所罗门迎亲的轿子，不是别的，就是这些跟随主的童女。
This palanquin that King Solomon will be used for his own espousal is the virgin girl herself.
讲到他们原来的生命也是利巴嫩的这个木料。
Her life is like the wood of Lebanon.
利巴嫩的是香柏木啊。Cedar.
Lebanon is type of oak.
Lebanon cedar.
A cedar. Oh, cedar.
是高大挺直尊贵的，这些都被砍下来，这都是讲到主在我们天然人里面的工作。
The work of the Lord was just to get rid of this majestic, beautiful, very hard wood. That's the work of the Lord.
然后还要曝光，还要雕削，还要制作。
The wood will be plain, will be smooth, and have to be made into.
弟兄姊妹，这些的经历啊，多半都是在教会和弟兄姊妹配搭。
Brothers and sisters, the experience of the work of the Lord is when we are serving and working together, serving the Lord in the church.
在我们身上没有做过工的时候，我们像在利巴嫩山上的那高大的香柏木，远远别人就看见，远远别人也是羡慕。
Before the Lord has do any work on us, we look like this big cedar in the mountain of Lebanon.Far away, people can see it.
我现在住的房子在我们聚会的会所， 我们院子前面有两棵非常漂亮的 Sequoia， 就像那个香柏树一样，非常值钱的。
Where I live right now, there is this two very beautiful sequoia tree, very, very expensive tree.
这个木料很香的，如果你把它爆开来，有那个香气扑鼻的，叫人舒畅的。
Very frequent. If you open it up, it smells great, make you happy.
这是我们要在主的手中有用，我们保留天然的美丽，天然的这个才华，弟兄姊妹，别人羡慕的是我们，不羡慕基督。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to keep your talent in the Lord, when people, you just want people to praise you, not to praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，但是当他被砍下来，啊，他被曝光、被切割、被制作，哎，别人看不见这个东西，但是呢，他看见了基督了。
But when you are being cut down, when you're being planed, reshaped, and made into this palanquin, people only do not see you anymore. Say, oh, I don't see the tree, but I see a beautiful palanquin. That's the Lord himself.
这是真正的属灵的功用。
That's really the function of the Lord.
所以有一首诗歌短诗，但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现。弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个心愿呢？
Brother, sister, there's a very short hymn called May the Beauty of the Lord to be shown
in me.
From me.
In me.
In me. Do you have this well, Lord God? Everybody?
弟兄姊妹，这个木头被制作了呢，它变成柱子。
When this wood has been made into a pole.
啊，然后这个柱子上面包了银子，他说呢，它的教柱是用银做的，教底是用金做的。
Sorry, it's pillars. So the pillar is made out of silver. Its support is made out of gold.
告诉我们说，啊，是基督的救赎和神的性情，配合呢人学到十架的功课，成为所罗门银青的教子。
That's the Sorry, this is a whole lot. It's a lot. It's the salvation of the Lord is the characteristics of our God and is our a lesson that we learn from the cross. It becomes the palanquin of King Solomon at his wedding.
你看啊，它脚底啊是金的，然后还铺上了这个啊，做的是紫色的垫子啊。那讲到我们的主的这个君王的尊荣。从这些跟随主的童女身上显出来。
We see that not only the support is gold, but also the seat is purple. It represents the kingship of our Lord, and it's coming out of this virgin girl.
姊妹，她说呢，这个轿子啊，其中所铺的乃是耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
Brother, sister, in verse 10 it says, the mist thereof.Was paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem.
这说到所有认识主并主救赎的旨意的人。
It really says the ones who are who saved by the Lord, who loves the Lord, who know the Lord's will.
他们呢，甘心付上自己的啊，付上代价，甘心献上自己，付上代价来做主的满足，这是他们的爱情。
They're willing to consecrate themselves and to give up themselves completely to the Lord to make our Lord satisfied.
所以使徒约翰讲啊，那些爱神的人必定爱神所生的。
So John the Apostle said, "The one who loves the Lord, who also loves the Lord, the ones who are born out of the Lord."
弟兄姊妹，神所生的就是神的儿女，就是教会。
The ones who are born out of the Lord is our church and our brothers and sisters in church.
所以上次我和弟兄姊妹讲到，雅各书虽然是非常个人和主之间的经历，啊，交通。
Brother, sister, I have told you that although the Book of Song of Songs is a personal fellowship with the Lord,
但是呢，这些经历、生命里面所得着的，都是从教会，并且是为着主的满足，在教会中 成全。
However, the satisfaction, the personal satisfaction, also applies to church, and through church, our Lord becomes satisfied.
所以当这个教子成型了，这是啊，我们在主回来的时候，这白昼将至了。
When the Palanquin has been made complete, our Lord has come, and that means our daylight is over.
这就是罗马书第十三章里面保罗讲到，弟兄姊妹，现在是黑夜已深，白昼将至的时候。
In the book of Romans, chapter 13, I would like to read it. I don't want to misquote it.
在后面啊。
Verse
13. 第十三章第十一节。
Paul in verse 11, I'm also using the Darby's version, that there also know the time, that it is already the time that we should be aroused out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we believed. The night is far spent and the day is near.
你看见啊，所以这个轿子成型的时候啊，白昼就要来了。
When the palanquin is finished, complete, our days will come. Our days will
come. 而且所罗门王有了这样的跟随者啊，第十一节他能够呼喊说，西安的众女子啊，你们出去看看所罗门王头戴的冠冕。
So when Solomon has such a good follower, Solomon can cry out, say, go forth, daughter of Zion.And behold, King Solomon with the crown, whereas his mother crowned him the day.
弟兄姊妹，这好像是王的婚宴。
This is like the wedding feast of the king.
这个是在启示录第十九章。
This is also, you can find them in the Revelation chapter 19.
他们呢，在这是一个真正跟随主。的人啊，他产生出来属灵的功用，就吸引所有爱主的人愿意看并且进入羔羊的婚宴。
This is really the person who truly follows the Lord. When the function in the Lord has truly comes out manifested, they will draw people to come to the feast of the Lord's wedding.
所有的人呢，都把他们的注意力摆在王的身上。
Everybody will set their eyes on the king.
那一天呢，是王的母亲为王戴上一个特别的冠冕，是为着他娶亲用的，做新郎的冠冕。
Because at the day, the mother will crown the king a very special crown for his own wedding.
那一天是我们的主心中快乐欢喜的日子。
Because that day is the day our Lord is truly enjoy, full of joy in his heart.
但是这些经历啊，都是指着今天我们在教会中产生出来的功用。
For that day is all because that we have had functions in the church, for this moment.
我要稍微再提一点点哈。
Let me go a little deeper on this.
在第七节到第八节讲到在夜间警醒守望。
From verse 7 to 8, we talked about be watchful in the night.
并且善于征战。
Experts in war also.
我们的启示录十七章十四节。
In Revelation chapter 17, verse 14.
十九章第十一节到十六节。
Verse 19, verse 11 to through 16.
讲到主耶稣要回来之前，我们看见千禧年国度开始之前，在空中有一个极大的征战。
Before our Lord has come, before the millennial kingdom, there was this big spiritual war in the heaven.
因为那个时候全地啊都被敌基督所迷惑所辖制。
Because the whole place is confused and attracted by the Antichrist.
主要来审判地，他必须要先胜过敌基督。
our Lord Jesus Christ comes before he comes to judge in this earth, he must overcome the Antichrist.
我们知道在十字架上呢, 主胜过仇敌是他自己。
We know that our Lord on the cross overcomes the enemy is his own work.
主耶稣复活升天, 通过仇敌的总部啊, 就是空中掌权的那个总部, 他掳掠仇敌,
Our Lord going through the headquarters of the enemy in the heavens is the Lord's work himself.
但是主耶稣回来, 要脚踏在橄榄山之前呢, 在空中那个征战, 是主得着他的同伴。
Before the Lord has set his foot on the Mount Olive, the spiritual war that's happening in the sky, that's when the Lord will receive his companion.
那些同伴, 我们称他们做羔羊的跟随者。
The companions will call it the followers of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们, 第七节、第八节，一直到第十一节，哈，我们看见这一批人叫做羔羊的跟随者。
So for verse 7, verse 8, all the way through verse 11, that's the follower of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，这些哈，我想我不是解经了，这是主在我身上的教导，啊，解开我很多的困惑。
Brothers, this is not a common Bible commentary. This is just my personal learning and how the Lord has opened up my own confusion and has led me to the future and to teach me how to serve.
但愿我们都是一般等候新郎的人。
Brothers, sisters, let us be the ones who are waiting for our own groom.
我们爱慕主的回来。
Let us love the second coming of our Lord.
今天呢, 在地上啊, 预备油在我们的器皿里面。
We are preparing oil and in our vessel.
怎么预备呢? 凡事跟随主学十字架的功课。
How do you prepare oil? Everything you do, you learn the lessons of the cross and follow our Lord.
我们能够做一个聪明的童女。
We will be the smart girl,
the wise virgin. 我们羡慕能够参加羔羊的婚宴。
We are hoping, we would like to participate in this wedding of the Lamb.
这次我想今天我和弟兄姊妹就交通到第三章结束。
Let's stop at the end of chapter 3 and this is it.
现在我们所生活的时代啊, 从属灵的角度，主耶稣回来的角度看， 是非常令人振奋的。
From the perspective of the second coming of Jesus Christ, this current moment we're in is very exciting.
Very thrilling.
A few, few.
我们一想到我们有机会啊, 成为这一班, 在肉身中去迎接主回来的儿女。 弟兄姊妹，这是一个历世历代圣徒都羡慕的一个机会。
The moment we're thinking about that we in our own flesh can see and to receive the Lord, that is an opportunity that all the saints are cherished and they would like to have that.
所以这个时刻啊, 我们来读雅各书啊, 带我们进入主观的经历。
So, brothers and sisters, at this moment we're reading the Song of Songs at the lead us into this subject of personal gain, personal experience with our Lord.
好，我们能不能有一点祷告？ 请弟兄姊妹自由的祷告， 好不好？
Brothers and sisters, let's pray.
So, 主啊，我们以为我们得救就够好了，但是主啊，你不以这个为满足，你愿意带领我们进入内室，叫我们跟你有更深的交通，叫我们的生命能够更加的丰盛。主啊，当我们读雅各书的时候，主啊，求你把雅各的实际做成在教会的当中，在我每个人的里面，主要我们为着这些话语，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。
主，我们要求你的圣灵做更深的功课，免得我们停留在现今的光景当中。如果我们需要你，做工在我们的身上，好像。这是约翰说：“愿你加添，我们减少。”所以，主看到的是你，闻到的也是你的香气，而不是我们的自己。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
主，我们谢谢你的恩典，你是就借着各种给我们环境、各种的遭遇。给我们就是像那香柏木一样的被削掉，被削成一个能够成为能够建造教会、建造所罗门教的这样一个器皿。我们在你面前感谢你，你没有你所给我们的环境，我们常常希望平安，但是你就是在在各个地方，总是让你孩子们要经过一些患难，乃是有你的美意，因为你要建立教会，要让你孩子们真成为一个被削的香柏木，使我们能够在你的爱里面，能让你的教子能完成起来，等等，让你能够带领我们进入到你的婚宴里面去。我们在你向你祈求，主要不让你孩子们来拒绝你的工作，让你孩子们知道，你的工作正是要叫我们，要通过各种锻炼，要成为何用的器皿。愿主施恩在我们中间，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿
阿
门。
门，感谢主。
那亲爱的主，我们多么愿意成为那愿意付代价的童女，我们真是愿意被你来制作，被你来完全的破碎。我们真是愿意脱离自己，如烟柱一般往上升。就让我们真是离地上腾，让我们真是有属天的身量。哦，主，让我们在你神的家、神的教会当中，我们愿意真是拿起圣灵的宝剑，来做守望的工作，做属灵征战的工作，在我们身上来做你完全的工。
是的，感谢主。
在这个末世的时候，让我们真是在你的面前能够为你到守住，为你到站住。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你晚上又把你的话说给我们。我们
主耶稣，
祷告奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿
阿
门。
阿
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，感谢主，在这个最艰难的一年，主保守我们大家平安的度过。感谢主的慈爱，谢谢主的保守。我知谁掌管明天，感谢主。在这里也跟各位弟兄姐妹，报告一个神的对我今天新年给我最大的礼物，就是刚刚在同时查经的时候， 公司叫我两个星期之内回去工作，所以我真的现在非常无比的感恩，这是神一直都在照顾的。主，谢谢你的慈爱，谢谢你的保守。来接主祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
阿门。
主啊，我们真是要感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天又借着弟兄对我们说话。你是何等荣耀的主，你独自做成了救恩，掳掠了众仇敌，将各样的属灵的福气赐给我们。
嗯、
你还跟随，明天你再来带我们一起进入荣。主啊，我们谢谢，我们愿意跟随你。主啊，谢谢你在过去带领我们走过那属灵的黑夜。你对我们的心的深处讲话，深渊和深渊呼应。主啊，我们也愿意对你的爱有最深的回应。主啊，谢谢你让我明白你最深的心意，呼召我们成为你身体的一部分。你是那晨星，我们期待你荣光的显现在新的一年里。主啊，求你那吞灭死的能力带领我们进入那属灵的白昼，复活的早晨，让我们经历与你更深的合一。主啊，带领我们经历进入你更深的应许，
阿们
丰盛的应许。主啊，我们愿意顺服在你里面。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
阿们。
感谢主。
是的，亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。主啊，你让我们在生活的小事上体会你无限的爱，体会你细致的爱，以至于我们愿意要来跟随你。主啊，真的不是我们有爱可以来爱你，实在是你的爱何等的细致，何等的浩大。主啊，使我们能够愿意来快跑跟随你，愿意真的是说在这个夜间的时候，主啊，我们愿意成为一个警醒的人。主啊，我们要来付这个代价，要来多多的认识你，来跟随你。主啊，要来真的是要来知道你的作为。主啊，真的是求主你继续的擦亮我们里面的眼睛，让我们因着你美丽的吸引。主，我们也愿意你在我们这些追求的人身上，主啊，你在我们中间有安息。谢谢你，愿你得着我们众人的爱。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名。
阿们，
阿们，感谢主。
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，谢谢你借着你的仆人的口，再一次的把你的心意，把你的爱，主啊，就这样真实的向你的孩子们来讲明。哦，主啊，我们真的是也何等的愿意更多的来得着你，主啊，在我们这一生的生命的道路上面，没有什么比认识主耶稣你自己更多的来得着你，真正的能够认识你，能够得着你更重要的一件事情。
阿门。
哦，主啊，那个所罗门的教，主啊，铺满了这个众女子的爱情。主啊，就是你自己的教会，你的每一个，主啊，在你的眼中看为极宝贝的你的心腹，主啊，用他们的爱铺满了那个轿子，主啊，所以你能够在上面得着你的荣耀，也能够得着你的安息。
阿门。
哦，主啊，那个站在轿子旁边的60个勇士，主啊，他们真的是日夜的警醒警守。哦，主啊，求主你真的帮助我们，也能够成为那60个勇士中的一个。主啊，能够让你自己在你的教会，在你的主啊，在你的子民们的中间得着那个全然的安息。
阿们。
主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，愿你真的是更多的在我们的里面，主啊，因为你本就在我们的里面，基督在我们的里面成为了那荣耀的盼望。
阿们。
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，他是爱我，为我舍己。哦，主啊，你已经将这样子这么大的爱，主啊，就已经白白的赏赐给了我们。主啊，我们可以用什么来回应你自己的爱呢？主啊，就是唯有把我们的心完全的献给你。
阿们。
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，谢谢你继续的在我们的生命中 做那个更深的洁净的工作，主啊，被你来破碎，被你来制作，被你来剥夺，主啊，
阿门。
哦，主啊，你把我们的生命中的一切杂质完全的炼净，主啊，因为你自己的灵可以完全的充满在我们这样的器皿的当中，把我们的心完全的炼净，完全的归于你，属于你，被你完全的得走。
阿门。
哦，感谢赞美你，荣耀归给你。谢谢主，你自己更多的用你的爱，主啊，来充满浇灌在我们的里面。主啊，在这样至暗的时刻，虽然是黑暗笼罩大地，幽暗遮蔽万民，但是神啊，你的荣光却要兴起。
阿门。
哦，主啊，你的荣耀要照耀在那些敬畏你的人和仰望你慈爱的人的身上。
阿门。
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊。无论在何等样的情况的当中，主啊，这都是你为我们量身定做的，是你自己量了又量的。哦，主啊，我们就可以靠着主你自己的爱，主啊，能够胜过这一切的环境，不仅能够胜过，而且是能够大大的得胜，得胜有。
阿门。
哈利路亚，主啊，因为我们将来有一天要进入你为我们已经预备好的那个永远的荣耀的当中。
阿门。
哦，主啊，你自己在我们的生命中更多的来开启我们，主啊，在我们的生命中更多的来炼净我们，让我们真的是充满了主你自己的啊，从你那里来的一切的良善，主啊，一切的爱，哦，你自己在我们的生命当中，主啊，绽放出耶稣基督的那个馨香之气。主啊，让你的教会成为蒙你喜悦的心腹，能够进入到羔羊的永远的婚姻的当中。
阿门。
主呀，我们感谢你，谢谢主，听你众儿女们在你面前的祷告，也享受主啊耶路撒冷众女子在你面前所献上的爱情。谢谢主，感谢赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
是的，主，我们这帮蒙了莫大恩典的人，我们要感谢赞美你，我们感谢你在啊，真的是新年的第一天，你就聚集我们，让我们在你的话语中与你接近。主，我们感谢你，主，我们求你在新的一年里，求你更多的将饥渴慕义的心赐给我们，也求你亲自吸引我们起来快跑跟随你。主，让我们不光是每一个肢体，也是整个教会，都让我们能够常常接触属灵的果子，常常散发出耶稣基督身上的清香。我们感谢您，祷告奉耶稣基督圣名祈祷， Amen。
阿门。
阿门。
是的，主，我们来到你的面前，我们只有一个祷告，主啊，我们愿你加多，我们减少。主啊，谢谢你，我们在十架上流血舍命。我主啊，今天的讲道让我想到保罗在自己讲道说：“我活着是为了基督，我死了就得益处。”
啊，
那是何等大的荣美，那是何等大的荣耀。求你与我们同在。我们若是橄榄，若不被你压，就无法成牛。我们如果是葡萄，我们不入榨就无法成就。把你唱的诗歌唱过多少遍，今天终于有了更多的理解。好，谢谢。好，求你叫我们这帮爱慕你的人，不要单单看自己，不要看单单的要你来去审判他人。主啊，我们愿意为了你放弃自己的那所谓的在这地上的这些啊。知识，这些自己的属所谓的自己的属灵的这些得着或者怎么样，主，我们不看自己，我们只看你，我们不在乎那些，我们宁愿别人称赞，看到我看到了主，而不是说看到了我就称赞我的智慧或我的怎么样，主啊，我愿意，我愿意我自己一点荣耀都不得着，但是主啊，我愿意你得着那所有你得该得的荣耀。
阿门。
主啊，求你继续在 继续在我们这帮弟兄姊妹的身上，主啊，请你继续做工。
嗯，
我们盼望你的再来，因为主啊，就像弟兄讲的一样，我们能够亲眼得见主的再来，那是何等的荣耀，那是何等的
阿门。嗯，
主啊，谢谢你，求神能够与我们同在。哦，
嗯，
愿意做那警醒的人，我们愿意把你的同在带到我们的弟兄姊妹当中。
阿门。
谢谢你，求你与我们同在，请你祝福我们。感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
阿门。
我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你记得弟兄把这一夫妇我们属灵生命成长过程当中可以出现的图画放在我们的眼前，说我们里面满了渴慕，让我们巴不得我们不仅仅是头脑里面有了这样子的知识，也巴不得我们常常可以进到这里面的实际。主就求你来恩待我们，主真的是求你在这新的一年当中，你做工在我们的身上，做工在你的教会的里面，啊，巴不得你自己能够在你的教会的里面，主你能够得到那个安息，主也巴不得你自己的见证在教会的当中，主啊，能够被传扬，能够被世人所看见，能够被世人所称赞，主你自己要在我们的里面做成这样子的工作。我们愿意仰望交托你，主也把我们自己放在你的手中，你来你自己的手来做工在我们的身上，主愿意你的恩典多多的显明在我们的里面。祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名求，
阿门。
阿门。
在这个时刻，你感动弟兄姊妹一同来读雅各书，在主面前来思想这一卷书你要向我们所说的话，我们心里面实在充满了感谢和赞美。原来我们蒙拯救，我们被留在地上，就是在肉身中为着教会来补满基督患难的缺欠，就是让我们在肉身中借着和弟兄姊妹一同遵行父神的旨意，寻求在主在我们中间得着安息，让我们能够活出基督，成为耶稣基督的见证。你把我们摆在环境中，摆在各样的遭遇的里面，亲爱的主耶稣，你何等的爱我们，你借着这些开启我们的心，引导我们每天生活侍奉工作所要走的脚步。亲爱的主耶稣，你也借着这些环境带我们跟随圣灵学十字架的功课，好叫我们被基督死的香气熏透，好叫主耶稣基督复活生命的香气能够在教会中洋溢出来。你要借着这些环境，人看起来的是苦难、羞辱或者孤单或者误会，主啊，或者不公平的待遇，主啊，你是预备我们成为装饰整齐等候新郎的心腹。亲爱的主，不仅借着我们这少数的人，求你纪念今天在全世界各处各方寻求你面的儿女，主啊，总不叫我们跟着过去的传统习惯或者外面的场面 工作，主啊，我们就走偏了路。我们谢谢你，在雅歌书里面，我们看见这个童女怎样被王吸引，我怎样王呼召他，主你并且像牧人一样，你等待他，你一路的引导他。亲爱的主，让我们也在自己的生活中，在教会的聚会的里面，我们弟兄姊妹彼此相交的生活中，主啊，你得着我们成为跟随羔羊的人。今天我们在地上的侍奉和生活好像处在黑夜，求你让我们仗着你的十字架，主啊，我们能够做一个警醒的人，我们成为一个善于征战的人。我们也等候天亮，但愿那些爱慕你回来的儿女，像所罗门为自己所制作的那一层迎亲的轿子一样，能够叫我的主得着众童女的爱情。亲爱的主啊，我们的心满了你的自己，我们要把赞美敬拜荣耀都归给你。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿
门。
弟兄姊妹们。